Waiter, yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, Table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing alright, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf, and hey, it's our second last show for 2024. I'll be back next week with the annual two-hour Christmassy-themed episode of the show, and that one will be live from the studio. Mostly I record this show in my home office, and it's aired on the following Monday and Thursday. But this will be an actual live two-hour performance of music, and my guest will be our esteemed CFRC program manager, Jesse Bell, who will be writing the control board for me and chatting about music and also about the funding campaign. I'll have a little bit more to say about that on today's show as well. So before we get to the music, big oops on my part. When I listened to last week's show, I noticed that a track that I had put on did not actually play, and there was thus some dead air for 3 or 4 minutes, which I apologize for. Doesn't happen very often. The track was actually something by Van Morrison, which I had hoped to put on, and I will actually put it on again sometime in the new year. But hope nobody tuned out of the show during that blank dead air bit, and I will double check today to make sure that there are not any repeats of that. So let's get to some music, and I thought for today I'd just do some odds and ends, pretty much music that is new this past year. And by new, I don't mean brand new just released, although we have a few of those, but new to me, as in I hadn't actually discovered this performer or singer or act previously, and my searches for new material produced them. Not everybody is like that. In some cases, there are artists who did produce some actual new material. So I'll have some new material just this past year from, for example, 2-time Juno winner Katie George. But I'm going to begin with two songs that are about my favorite topic, which is dogs. And the first is by a group that went out of business about 10-12 years ago called Dave's True Story, featuring a very compelling vocalist called Kelly Flint. And the group produced in their final album an album called Nature, a track, very jazzy track, called A Dog's Life. And I'll follow that up with my other favorite discovery this year, also on a dog theme, and that is the British/American singer-actress Nellie McKay. And from her very first album from 2003, entitled Get Away From Me, there is the dog song. I'll play those back to back. First, Dave's True Story, then Nellie McKay.
The son's intervention is creeping across the floor. I turn with a hard, heavy sigh. A bone of contention is hanging from a door, and it's one more day in a dog's life. The bells of the churchyard are ringing soft and sweet. The day of redemption is nigh. So what sort of fresh hell can I expect to meet when I'm already stuck in a dog's life? It's a dog's life, I'm sorry to say. A dog's life, but I make my own way. And each good intention is never quite that pure. This dog's life is hard to endure. In my estimation, it's tough to stake your claim in a world full of torment and lies. You can't pull your reputation from the flames, and you can't squeeze love from a dog's life. It's a dog's life that's easy to say. A dog's life, but I make my own way. And each good intention goes right into the sewer. This dog's life is hard to endure. This dog's life is hard to endure. I was wrapped in its glorious light. I woke up this morning and found my lover gone, and I took my place in the dog's life. It's a dog's life, I'm sorry to say. It's a dog's life, but I make my own way. And each good intention is never quite that pure. This dog's life is hard to endure. Dog's life, it pains me to say. It's a dog's life, but I make my own way. No ounce of prevention can kill you like the cure. This dog's life is hard to endure. This dog's life is hard to endure.
Walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. My life was lonely and blue. Yeah, I was sad as a sailor. I was an angry one too. Then there was you appeared when I was entangled with youth and fear. And nerves jingle jangled, vermouth and beer were getting me mangled up. But then I looked in your eyes, and I was no more a failure. You looked so wacky and wise, and I said, Lord, I'm happy, cause I'm just a walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. And I don't care about your hate and your doubt, and I don't care what the politicians spout. If you need a companion, why just go out by the pound and find yourself a hound and make that dog get proud, cause that's what it's all about. My love was tragic and sad. I was the archetypal loser. I was a pageant gone bad. Then was you on time and wagging your tail in the cutest mime, and you was in jail. I said, woof, be mine, and you gave a wail, and then I was no longer alone, and I was no more a boozer. We'll make the happiest home. And I said, Lord, I'm happy because I'm just walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along with just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. I don't care about your hating and your doubt, and I don't care what the politicians spout. If you need a companion, why just go out by the pound and find yourself a hound and make that dog get proud.
We just heard two canine-themed songs, The Dog Song by Nellie McKay, preceded by A Dog's Life by the group Dave's True Story. We'll move on to some genuinely new music, and that is from one of the brightest stars to emerge from the Toronto jazz scene in the last 4 or 5 years, and that is two-time Juno Award winner Katie George. Katie brought out a new album in 2024 entitled Hello, How Are You? From that, I'm going to play Fly Baby.
Fly Baby, my baby, you give me a boost. Sweet starling, my darling, please come home to roost. While I wait, you are out late. It seems that you have flown the coop. I'm honest, I promise, I'll take you above if you come home, love. Fly with me, sigh with me, I'll show you the town. The view is brand new when you soar upside down. I'll take you much higher if only you would let me. So what you gotta say about that? Nest is wherever you are at. Take flight, my baby, come on back to where you belong. my baby, you give me a boost, sweet starling, my darling, please come home to roost while I wait. You are out late. It seems then you have flown the coop. I am honest. I promise I'll take you above if you come home, love. Is brand new when you are soaring upside down. I will take you so much higher if only you would let me. So what you gotta say about that? Our little love nest is where you are at. Take flight, my baby, come on back to where you belong.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
We just heard Fly Baby from Katie George's 2024 album, entitled Hello, How Are You? And we will now go on to a group that got a whole show devoted to them, and that is the Hot Sardines, and that included my interview with their principal vocalist and washboard player, Elizabeth Bougereau, who is a Canadian. The Hot Sardines themselves are based in the U.S., but Elizabeth is a Canadian and also a French citizen. And if you go back to early October, you'll hear my interview with Elizabeth shortly before the Sardines played at the Grand Theatre. So this is from the Hot Sardines album Live at Joe's Pub, and it's their version of the classic Gershwin track Summertime.
I see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
our parents. Sugar Crane.
Don't you cry. Moore on trumpet.
The Hot Sardines and Summertime. We'll close out the first half of today's show with some vintage music from the early 1940s. And I mentioned on an earlier show late last spring or early summer that I was on a bit of a binge watching the filmography of the 1940s B-movie producer Val Lewton. And Val Lewton produced about seven or eight films for the RKO studio, which have become classics of very effective low-budget horror. And the second of these was called I Walked with a Zombie, and if you ignore the corny name, it's actually quite a good movie, almost a sort of Jane Eyre-ish take on A Family in the Caribbean, and it featured a frequent Lewton player called Sir Lancelot, who was a singer and actor in several Lewton movies. And in the middle of the film, Sir Lancelot, as one of the characters, sings the song about the family in question, and it's called Scandal in the Family. So we'll give that a listen, then we will have a short break for some PSAs, and I'll be back with more Dark Glasses on CFRC.
There was a family that lived on the Isle of San Sebastian a long, long while. The head of the family was a Holland man, and the younger brother, his name was Rand.
Ah, oh, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family. Ah, oh, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family.
The Holland man, he kept in a tower, a wife as pretty as a big white flower. She saw the brother and she stole his heart, and that's how the badness and the trouble start.
Ah, woe, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family. Ah, woe, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family.
The wife and the brother, they want to go, but the Holland man, he tell them no. The wife fall down and the evil came, and it burned her mind in the fever flame.
Ah, woe, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family. Ah, woe, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family.
Her eyes are empty and she cannot talk, and the nurse has come to make her walk. The brothers are lonely and the nurse is young, and now you must know that my song is sung.
Ah, woe, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family. Ah, woe, ah, me, shame and sorrow for the family.
Thank you.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
To you, $16 might be inconsequential. Hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca. For the big change your pocket change can make.
Welcome back. This is CFRC's Dark Glasses. And my name is Daniel Wolfe. And just before the break, we heard the 1940s actor and singer Sir Lancelot with his track Scandal in the Family from the film I Walked with a Zombie from 1941. And let's kick off the second half of the show with some Canadian content. This is a French-Canadian group that I only discovered in the last year and a bit, and really terrific. It is called the Christine Tassin Quintet, or Christine Tassin Quintet, if you like. And this is from a 2020 album, so not their most recent material. It's called Voyage Intérieur. And the track, seemingly appropriate given that I just got back with my wife from a trip to that city, the song is called Going to NYC, New York City. Here's Christine Tassin. Thank you. Christine Tastin Quintet and Going to NYC from their album Voyage Intérieur. Before I get to my next act, time for my own pitch for the annual station funding drive. We are at December of 9th. We've still got a fair ways to go to hit our $25,000 fundraising goal. So if you enjoy this show or if you enjoy other shows on CFRC and like maintaining an independent community radio station here in the Greater Kingston area, please find it in you to go to the station website and go to the fundraising site there and think about giving something to support all the good stuff that the folks at RQU, Radio Queens University, do. And if you prefer a raffle entry or some of the wonderful swag that we give away, that's the way to do it. If, on the other hand, you'd like a tax receipt, then the other option is to go to the Queen's University Advancement website, queensu.ca, and just designate CFRC as the charity of your choice, and you'll get a tax receipt for that. So thank you to those who have already made a gift for the year, and to others, we hope to hear from you before the campaign closes at the end of the month. Back to some music now, and Alex Bird, who has made a name for himself in Toronto with his group, the Jazz Mavericks, but also in other combinations, solo, and he isn't exactly new. I've profiled him on the show before because he's been a Juno nominee a couple of times, but I found some of his very early, relatively early stuff from 2019, an album called Whiskey Kisses that I hadn't come across before, and a particular track I like, which I'm going to put on now, called The Way She Moves. Here's Alex Bird and the Jazz Mavericks.
The way she moves through gridlock streets like an angel's grace has kissed her feet, like a bird that's broken free. The way she moves me. The way she moves me. She moves and flips her hair like a silent dancer in the midnight square. The song she's hearing sets her free. The way she moves me. The way she moves me. She's the girl with faraway eyes. She's like Darcy's clear blue skies. She's somewhere beyond the sea. The way she moves me. The way she moves right through the town, the world just stops spinning around. Hold my breath, what do I see? The way she moves me. The way she moves me. She's the girl with faraway 'cause the way she moves me. I'd walk through fire to be by her side. I'd sing a song that would light the night. I give my heart to be so free, 'cause the way she moves me. 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 The way she moves, she moves me.
That was Alex Bird and the Jazz Mavericks from 2019 and The Way She Moves. We'll head over to South Africa now and the late great saxophonist Barney Rachabane. I did a two-part series on South African jazz a couple of months back, and there were some terrific acts that, again, I hadn't come across before. But one of my favorites was Barney, who died in 2021 at the age of 75. Let's go to an album of his entitled Upstairs in the Township, and the track is entitled Majanuza.
Thank you.
South African jazz saxophonist Barney Rachabane, and the track was called Matanuzza from his album Upstairs in the Township. And I mentioned that some of the show is consisting of material that I hadn't come across before, so previously played it on the show, but again, new to Dark Glasses, if not necessarily new. And one I was quite struck by was from the movie that came out in 2023, Anatomy of a Fall. And that was a film directed by Justine Triet, who also wrote it. And there's a persistent bit of music that is not simply background, but plays a important narrative role in the story. And it's by the Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band. It's called Pimp. From the movie Anatomy of a Fall, that's the Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band and Pimp. Time for one more track, so let's close out with Montreal's chanteuse Nikki Yanofsky. I haven't had Nikki on the show for a little while. This is from one of her earliest albums when she was still a teenager. It's called Ella of the I Swing, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. Here's Nikki performing Vote for Mr. Rhythm.
For me. Now when I say vote for Mr. Rhythm, you all know I mean Chick Webb. That's all my friends I came to say when I would listen to another candidate.
Nikki Yanofsky and Vote for Mr. Rhythm. That'll do it for today's episode of Dark Glasses. I'll be back next week with our last new show of the year. And that will be my annual two-hour live broadcast from the studio, starting at 2 and running to 4. I hope you'll join me and program manager Jesse Bell, who will co-host with me, next week at 2 o'clock. Till then, this is again Dark Glasses. My name's Daniel Wolf. It's definitely cold out there. Winter is absolutely with us, including some permanent snow. I hope it's permanent, actually, but it looks like it will be. Anyway, whatever you do, keep warm, stay safe. I'll be back next week, and bye for now.
Don't you blame the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
You've got it made with the guy in shades, oh no.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK3.